Lesson 5. Outcomes. Describe methods for breaching walls. Breaching walls. In situations where doors and windows are inaccessible or heavily secured, it may be faster and more efficient to gain access through the structure's wall. Creating a hole in a wall is known as breaching. Breaching requires a thorough knowledge of building construction, accurate size-up of the situation, and determination that breaching a particular wall is safe and will accomplish the purpose. Exterior walls will be more difficult to breach than interior walls as described in the following sections. Exterior walls. Firefighters must consider possible collapse and safety hazards before breaching exterior walls. Breaching load-bearing exterior walls in fire-weakened structures could cause a partial or total collapse. Exterior and interior walls also conceal electrical wires, gas pipes, water pipes, components of the building utilities. Firefighters outside the structure will be unable to determine if these concealed components exist in an exterior wall. Exterior walls may be wood frame, poured concrete, brick or concrete block, metal construction, wood frame walls. Exterior wood frame walls consist of vertical 2x4 or 2x6 inch, 50x100mm or 50x150mm, studs covered on the inside with gypsum sheets or lathan plaster while the outside is covered with wood, composite boards, or other materials. Studs are placed 16, 20, and sometimes 24 inches, 400, 500, and 600mm, apart. The spaces may be void or contain some form of insulation material. Wood siding may be hardwood boards, shake shingles, or panels made of plywood or composite materials. Firefighters can cut wood frame walls with an axe or shatter them with sledgehammers before prying the wall open using a crowbar or halligan, figure 9.50. When using hand tools, it is safest to strike and make cuts toward the center of the opening you want to create first. Attempting to cut at the corners of the intended opening may be more difficult and unsafe for the firefighter breaching the wall. After the exterior wall is opened, the interior wall is then penetrated. Skill Sheet 9-7 illustrates suggested methods for forcing entry through a wood-framed wall with hand tools, a rotary saw, or a chainsaw. Brick or concrete block walls. The traditional approach to breaching a masonry wall has been to use a battering ram. Breaching with a battering ram can be slow and labor-intensive. Therefore, it is best suited for opening a small hole in a wall through which water can be applied to a fire on the other side of the wall, figure 9.51. While it is possible to use a battering ram to create an opening large enough for firefighters to pass through, it is impractical. Power tools such as rotary saws with masonry blades or pneumatic or electric jackhammers are best for breaching brick and concrete block walls. They are faster and usually require only one person to operate. If these tools are not available and a wall needs to be breached to allow water to be applied to a fire on the other side of the wall, you can drive a penetrating, drive-in, nozzle through the wall or make an opening large enough to accept a conventional nozzle, figure 9.52. When breaching with hand tools, striking the middle of the wall is more efficient than starting near the top or bottom. Skill Sheet 9-8 describes the method for breaching a masonry wall using hand tools. Concrete walls. Breaching poured concrete walls is even slower and more labor-intensive than breaching brick or concrete block walls. In addition to the density of the material, the wall is often reinforced with steel rebar. Therefore, only breach concrete walls when necessary and no other alternative is available. Several power tools can be used to breach concrete walls. One of the fastest and most efficient tools to breach concrete walls is a chainsaw equipped with a diamond-tipped chain. If a chainsaw is not available, a pneumatic jackhammer can be used. Metal walls. Metal walls are common in commercial and industrial occupancies in both rural and urban settings. These walls are usually constructed of overlapping light gauge sheet metal panels fastened to metal or wooden studs. Nails, rivets, bolts, screws, or other fasteners may be used to attach the panels. Conventional forcible entry tools, such as an axe, rotary saw, or air chisel, Cut these thin metal panels with relative ease. Ensure that building utilities are not located in the area selected for cutting. A charged hose line or an appropriate fire extinguisher should be available when cutting metal with a rotary saw because of the sparks produced. Cut a square or rectangular opening that is large enough for firefighters to pass through easily. The opening should be at least 6 feet, 2 meters, tall and as wide as needed, figure 9.53. If the wall must be breached to allow water to be applied to a fire on the other side of the wall, a penetrating nozzle can be driven through the metal siding. Skill sheet 9-9 describes the method for breaching a metal wall with a rotary saw. Interior walls, depending on the type of structure and its design, interior walls may be load-bearing or non-load-bearing. Construction materials may be masonry, glass block, poured concrete, lathan plaster, sheetrock. The walls may contain electrical wires, water or gas pipes, or heating and cooling ducts. Your supervisor must determine what effect breaching the wall will have on the structural integrity before making the opening. The methods for breaching masonry, concrete, and glass block walls were described previously. Plaster or gypsum partition walls. Both load-bearing and non-load-bearing interior walls are designed to limit fire spread. Covering the wall with a variety of materials, including gypsum wallboard or lathan plaster over wooden or metal studs and framing, provides fire resistance. Both lathan plaster and gypsum wallboard are often relatively easy to penetrate with forcible entry striking hand tools or rotary and chain saws, figure 9.54. Reinforced gypsum walls. In some newer buildings, the interior walls in public access areas such as hallways, lobbies, and restrooms are covered with gypsum wallboard that is reinforced with Lexan. Like other wallboard, reinforced wallboard is attached to the wall frame using drywall nails or screws. Reinforced wallboard looks identical to other wallboard because the Lexan reinforcement is installed on the back of the wallboard. This wallboard is designed to resist breaching using conventional forcible entry hand tools. If firefighters are to breach this material in a timely fashion, they must know that they are not dealing with ordinary wallboard and must bring power saws with them when they enter the building. The only way they will know that the wallboard is reinforced is if the pre-incident planning survey identifies the wallboard material.